So Rabosei, let's just summarize what we saw here in Siman Aleph in Yerideya, in the laws of Shechita. We saw that there's a fundamental difference, according to the Ritva, between Isurim and Erva. In the case of Isurim, we have a principle called Eid Echad Neman, and he's believed as an Eid Echad. He's not believed as two Eidim. But the Ritva says, in the case of Misas HaBaal, which is a Dovrisha Be'erva to be Matir Neshis Ish, here the status of the Eid is equivalent to Shnei Eidim. And once we upgrade him to the status of Shnei Eidim, then we apply the principle of Ein Dvarav Shel Echad B'Makom Shnayim.
So in Dovrisha Be'erva, since we have Ein Pachot Mi Shnayim, we take an Eid Echad and make him like two.
Excellent. So we upgrade the Eid to have the status of Shnei Eidim, and we actually are Makabel the Eidus B'Toris Eidus, even though it's only one Eid. Mm-hmm. Now, we came to the conclusion yesterday, just 1 second, let me concentrate for a second. We came to the conclusion yesterday that even the case of Misas HaBaal is not Eidus. How do we prove that? From Shvuas Karban. Because the Mishnah establishes that a woman is excluded from Shvuas Karban, presumably even in the case of Misas HaBaal. Why? Why is she excluded? She's believed to say Meis Bailech. It must be because, as Rabbi Kivega points out in the parasha of Karban Shvuah, it says, "Vahu eid," and it means that you need Kabbalas Eidus. When I say Kabbalas Eidus, it's a little paradoxical because we're talking about a case where there was no Kabbalas Eidus, but there could have been Kabbalas Eidus. So he denied that he had Eidus, and in truth he had Eidus. Mm-hmm. So the potential for Eidus was there, mm-hmm. and that's why he's Chayv Karban Shvuah. An Isha, she's possibly Eidus, so there's no potential for Eidus, she's parted from a Karban Shvuah. Name, says Rabbi Kivega, she should be Chayv Karban Shvuah in the case of Misas HaBaal, because the Mishnah says that in Misas HaBaal, you apply the principle of Karban Shvuah. So if I would be Tovea, a kosher aid, right, a male, for testimony on Misas HaBaal, then he would bring a Karban Shvuah. Right. But in the case of an Isha on Misas HaBaal, there is no Karban Shvuah. Why not? Because again, the Mishnah says, unqualified, there's no Karban Shvuah for an Isha. The answer is, because we're not accepting her as Avis. Mm-hmm. And therefore, she's not included in the parasha of Vahu Eid. Do you remember this?
Vahu Eid, though not the
Hebrew. Right, Vahu Eid. That was Rabbi Kivega. Right. So that her credibility, her status here is not that of Eidim. She's not an Eid, but it's a status of Holchacha and Umdana, and we believe she's telling the truth, and on that basis we can be Matir the Eishes Ish. But it's not called Vahu Eid. Which basically means that in Misas HaBaal you have two different possibilities. You have a possibility of Beis Din accepting an aid as an aid, meaning and the Torah is going to consider him like two aidim on Misas HaBaal, and you have the possibility of accepting the aid, but not as an aid and not as testimony, but rather as a holchacha. And it all depends on whether or not you're dealing with an aid kosher or an aid pasul. If the testimony of Misas HaBaal is coming from an Eid Kosher, then it means that we're going to accept him as Eid and upgrade him to the level of two Eidim. But if the testimony is coming from an Isha who doesn't have Eidus, then we're going to accept her testimony, but not as Eidus, but rather as what? As Hochacha or Umdana. And then Afkabina is going to be Karban Shvuah, because Rabbi Kivega insists that there's no Karban Shvuah unless you would have the possibility of Eidus, meaning if you would be forthcoming, you would be able to give us testimony. That applies in Misabal to a male, but not to a female, because she could not come forward as an aid. We'll accept her word, but only as what? Only as an umdana. Yeah. Only as a hochacha. Mm-hmm. But not pitoris aidus. And therefore she's not included in the parasha of what? Of Karban Shvuah. So the Rav is bothered. This is the last thing we discussed yesterday. Let me just repeat the question. If in the case of Eid Echad B'Misa Sabal, there are two alternative ways of accepting the testimony. You can either accept it as Eidus in the case of an Eid Kosher, or you could accept it as Umdana and Ochacha. Why not apply the same yardstick to Isurin? Right? The Torah says Eid Echad and Isurin. What does that mean? Do we accept him as Eidus, or does it remain an Umdana or Ochacha? So the Rav says that it should depend upon whether this Eid is Kashal Eidus or not Kashal Eidus. Right? Eid Echad and Isurin means even an Isha, even a Possum. But there's a fundamental difference. If I accept the Eid because the Eid is a kosher Eid, then I could upgrade the Eid to the status of Shnei Eidim. If on the other hand the Eid is an Eid Possel, I cannot upgrade the Eid to the status of what? Of Eidus. Then I'll leave it as Umdana, as Nemanus. Now if that be the case, then we don't understand the Ritva. The Ritva says that Eid Echad B'Akchash Alav Klumu in the case of a Shochet. Why is that so? I'm sorry. The Ritva rejects that. I meant to say, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Eid Echad B'Akchash Alav Klumu, says the Ritva, no, that's not so. Why isn't it so? If the Eid is an Eid Kosher, if the Shochet is a Kosher Eid, why can't we upgrade him to the status of two Eidim? So you're telling me, because we don't need Eidus, we have Hochacha. And even an Eid Pasul would be Kosher. So what are you going to do with Misa Sabal then? Because in Misa Sabal, we're going to apply the principle of Kol Mokom She'emina L'Torah Echad Erei Kan Shnayim and Eid Echad B'Akchash Alav Klum. So you're going to tell me, well, that's a Dovah Sheva Erva. And there we need two Eidim, but that's not so. I'll prove to you that we're not accepting these Eidim as Eidim, we're only accepting them as a Hochacha. So what's the structure of Dovah Sheva Erva? How can the Ritva hide behind Dovah Sheva Erva and say, well, only in Dovah Sheva Erva we need Shnei Eidim, and therefore we won't. Therefore, in Isurim where we don't need Shnei Eidim, we're not going to apply the principle of Neman Kishnayim. I'll use that term. That's not true. If you want to mirror your Eid Echad, you know, after Misa Sabal, then I have a perfect mirror image. In Misa Sabal, there are two options. We can either accept the Eid of Misa Sabal as two Eidim, or we can accept the Eid as an Umdana. If the Eid is an Eid Kosher, we'll accept the Eid as two Eidim. That's why an Eid Kosher is included in Misa Sabal in the parasha of Karban Shvuah, of Ahu Eid. And that's why if somebody comes in afterwards to contradict the kosher witness who said meis bailech, so ein dvarv shel echad makom shnayim.
So you're saying that o ra'a o yada could be referring to someone who is not a kosher eid, but we're going to accept what they're saying, not as eidus, but as an umdana.
As yidi, as umdana, right. So then we'll add something to the Torah Tamimah, right? Another paragraph, right, to his list of possibilities of what o yada means. You'll call it Hagos Val Sophos L'Sefer Torah Tamimah.
How do you got your choice? I mean,
So Bezin has a choice. The only way of understanding whether or not Eid Echad in Misa Sabal is included in the parasha of Vahu Eid of Karban Shvuah, it boils down to the question of how Bezin received that aid. Did they receive that aid with an upgrade to the status of Eidim or not? Only Umdana. Now, it's not that Beis Din will make that decision capriciously. It's not that it's in the hands of Beis Din to decide which button they want to press. It depends on whether the eid is an eid kosher or not. If it's an eid kosher, we'll accept the eid as two eidim. And now the Torah is saying that if another eid comes to contradict him, we won't believe him. If he's an eid kosher, then we'll include that eid in the parasha of Korban Shvuah, in event that he has eidus and he took a shvuah to the contrary. If, on the other hand, Mace Bilo was a case of an isha, she came to testify, then we don't have the ability to upgrade her to the status of two eidim. She remains just an umdana. And therefore she's not included in the parasha of what? Of Korban Shvuah. Because Korban Shvuah is Vahu Eid. Says the Rav, if that be the case, then why not apply the same identical structure to the case of Isurim? In Isurim also, let's ask, is there Eidus here that we can accept? Well, you accepted one Eid in Misa Sabal, and you upgraded that Eid to the status of two Eidim if the Eid was Kosher. Why not say the same thing in Isurim? Let's take an Eid Kosher, like the Shofet, upgrade him to the status of two Eidim, and then when somebody comes in to be makish,
he's
eid echad bat kosher.
He's not
eid
kosher on himself.
That's
how. He can't be eid kosher. He's an eidus on himself.
But there's no psul of eidus in the case of isur. There's no psul of what's called eid adam made alatzma.
What about?
There's no psul kurva. Yeah, but right, the whole psul of testifying on yourself is because you're a karav.
Yeah, right. Of course,
he's not. He's a karav to himself, but a karav is kosher. If my father comes in and says this is gemeiser, you know, it's no longer tevel, I can rely on my father. That's eid echad ev yisur.
Yeah, but if your father comes and you come together, let's say we're talking about shkita, okay? And he says I shechted kosher. And his father comes and also testifies and holds kosher. That's a kat.
I don't know if we need a kat in Dine Surim. All I need to know is whether the Kabbalah's Eidus was Bitoris Eidus, but I don't need a kat. Yeah. That's the magic of Isurim. You know, Isurim is so different than, let's say, Erva. In Erva, I need a kat. And then the Torah is going to say, well, in Misa Sabal, one eid is a kat, magically. And we can accept him as two eid. And there are various nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be that another nafkamina would be that the if the eid is accused of having eidus and he doesn't bring forth the eidus, he'll have to bring a korban shvuah in event that he took the shvuah.
But in this case, this another legitimate kaf came along. They're not proving, they're not anything. They're a legitimate kat that's machtish them.
So that would be trade and trade.
It would still be trade and trade. It wouldn't have more than trade.
It would be trade and trade. Yeah, I'm not learning the six pack of Yavamas, but that's where you want to look.
All right.
But to say that Eid Echad B'Hakdasha Lav Klumhu, you don't need to say that if you actually have two Eidim, and then one Eid comes and says and disagrees with them. You don't need articles to say that that's nothing. That's nothing.
Wait, if you actually had two eidim.
Yeah, if you actually had two eidim, and one comes afterwards and contradicts.
I'm not sure if I followed your logic. Why are you mentioning that? I mean, you're right, but I didn't understand the...
So we must be talking about a case where he was Ne'eman Kishnayim.
Oh, so if he's Ne'eman Kishnayim, then the Ritva should allow for Ein Dvarv Shel Echad B'Makom Shnayim. Why does the Ritva reject our Shulchan Aruch? I mean, again, he's way before the Shulchan Aruch, but he rejects this halacha of Ein Echad B'Makom Shnayim Lav Klu. So did the Rav give us an adequate answer to this question? He says that we only have a right to jack up the status of the Eid Echad to Shnayim in a case of a Dover Sheba Erva. But we don't have the right to do so in Isurim. Af Meikra Adin de Lo Tzorach Toras Eidus is Af Meid Kosher Meid Lo Netfeses Hagadoso B'Toras Eidus Klal. See, I'm not sure how the Rav, you know, changed. He sort of changed his tune over here. And that's why I pointed out yesterday, I think there's some there's a paragraph missing over here, because the Rav initially convinced us that we don't need Eidus in Mises HaBaal. The Torah says all we need in Mises HaBaal is Umdana. So what does he mean when he says, well, it's a Dovah Shev Erva, and we need to aid them, and therefore if one aid is believed, we're going to jack him up to the to the status of two aid them. I don't know why he would say such a thing. I mean, after all, in Mises HaBaal, he's already established that that's pure Umdana. Just 1 second. Let's just go over it one more time. I guess the Rav is saying that according to the Ritva, since it's a Dover Sheba Erva, see, I don't know, I'm missing one piece here. I'm almost there, but that last piece, the Rav is established that you don't need Eidus in Misaba Haraya, that she's a Psula Eidus. Ella, what it works with Tom Umdin. So why am I going to upgrade the Eid Echad to the status of two Eidim if I don't even need Eidus at all? If the aid is only necessary to establish an umdana, so why do I need aidus? Oh, no, it's a darvish bear, so you need two aidim. What do you mean you need two aidim? You're relying on the testimony of one aid.
Well, does that make a difference whether that one aid is first or second? Whether it's a makasha or what?
Again, it depends. If you're working with an aid posel, which means an isha, let's say in this case,
yeah,
and she's testifying on Mises HaBaal, then I'm not sure if we make any distinctions as to which aid came in first, because again we're only dealing with umdanos and hochachos. But if the aid was an aid kosher, then you have an excellent question. Maybe we're going to upgrade the aid kosher to the status of two aidim only because he came first. But if he came second, then we've already accepted aidus to the contrary. Maybe there wouldn't be a lach of Harei Kanshnayim. But I'm just trying to figure out, why are you applying the halacha of Harei Kanshnayim in Eidus Mises HaBaal in case of a kosher, if you're telling me you don't need Eidus?
In Gimel, he seems to explain it more.
Oh, he gets back to it in Gimel?
Yeah, the Ritva and...
So, I wanted to learn Gimel with you today, but
calling it Rov Deos.
Just bothered here by this concept that it becomes Eidus, but you don't need Eidus. You know, that's if I only understood the answer to that question.
True,
you don't need Eidus, but we'd rather have Eidus, so to speak.
I found three more references to the Malkum Shemim and Tari Yedecha Mishnayim in Rav's work.
Uh-huh.
Three times in Gittin, and once in Shirim and Sanhedrin. So if there's any of those,
wow,
there's 73 times the phrase comes up on
Now the Shirim and Sanhedrin, you have a picture of it? Is it typed?
It's all typed. It's in Bar Ilan. So
it's in Bar Ilan. So it definitely is typed. I mean, they don't have photocopies of
no,
Savya. It's all typed. Right. Because I have typed notes in Sanhedrin, but I'm missing the first 30 pages. I lent it to someone, and I don't know who, and I never got it back.
I don't know what it says, but it's in the Sugya of Be'in, Kabbalah, Hasmicha, Uminui, Begavra, the
Melon. Oh, yeah. Rav Shech does a lot of Torah on that. So again, it was Sanhedrin. What were the other two?
Sanhedrin, Gittin.
Oh, two in Gittin. I know Gittin. Gittin is Josh Wonder, or whatever his name. Yeah, he published the Gittin. Okay, just 1 second.
I don't know what they said.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, I just want to say that since it's a Dover Sheba Erva, we just finished saying that you don't need Eidus. What? So you're testifying Mises HaBaal, correct? Since it's a Dovah Sheba Erva,
Isn't it because they're just a woman by herself, as she first said, is being bodily?
In a case where she just says, "Ambrose, damn, I'm doing strong with Avis. As far as the Avis is concerned, we're going to say what? That we accepted it as two Avis. But if what? If it's an aid apostle, so we say it's not bad. Any cool ways we say Avis or. Since it's a Rekan Shnayim, we play a Rekan Shnayim. It's a very odd halacha. The Torah is saying two things. The Torah is speaking out of two sides of its mouth here, according to this. You know, the Eid Echad comes to testify Meis Bale. So, what is it? So, the Torah could say, well, it's Eidus, so the Torah could say it's just an Umdun.
Are you saying it's Juraisa, maybe it's the Rabbanah?
Oh, see, he has a whole footnote about those who say that the whole deal is Drabbanah. But I don't think the Rav is assuming that we're talking about a Drabbanah here. The Rav is trying to put the Ritva into shape, you know, put the pieces together that it should all fit as like a puzzle. And the premise here is that in a Dovah Shebe'erva, the Torah is going to accept one aid if he's kosher as two aidim. And that's the magic of Mises Abal.
Right.
But in the case of Isurim, the Torah would never go out of its way to say that we're going to accept this one aid as two aidim. Why would the Torah do it in Mises Abal? Because it's a Dovah Shebe'erva. So the Torah wants to convince us that, you know, this is good, reliable evidence because it's like two aid.
But that's only a kosher aid.
Right, so that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Non-kosher aid.
So you see, the Torah doesn't have to do it. It seems miyutar lichalutim. It's totally superfluous. Why do I need to make him into two aid?
But a non-kosher aid, is that
wait, which is one second. Maybe you want to make him into two aid in order to, one second. You see, I'm missing one piece. What happens if a woman testifies Meis Bailech, and then someone comes in and says Lo Meis Bailech?
One person.
Yeah, one person. So, do you, in such a case, would we undermine her edus and throw it and invalidate it because the Rav says it's all a matter of umdana? Maybe the umdana changes now that I have another aid. If the whole thing boils down to umdana, because again, we're not going to apply the principle of Eidus here, because otherwise she'd be included in Shavuos Karma. So
right.
It's not Eidus, it's got to be Umdana.
So
I'm just wondering if the Umdana changes now that we have another Eid that contradicts her.
Yes, yeah, so why? If the, you don't have to change anything, it's the same Umdana. He has the same Umdana that she has.
Well, no, let's say she has an Umdana because of Deku Minsuba, whatever it is, right? But I'm just saying that her word, once it's challenged, I don't know if she still has that Umdana. And therefore, I would rather throw this out of Bezdin in such a case. But I don't want to, you know, say something that you'll open up a Shulchan Aruch and you'll show me up to be a total ignoramus. I don't know. But what happens if a woman testifies Meis Bailech, and then another aid comes in and contradicts, says I was with him at the scene, and you didn't see him die, you didn't see his dead body? I can testify. So what do we do in that case? I mean, according to the Rav, if you just go with logic, then if you're dealing with the framework and the Shetach here is all about Umdana, I would say, I don't know if the Umdana, what's the Umdana that's so much greater about the first witness than the second witness? I mean, I just want to point out, if you're willing to accept that, I'm not, that's Be'eravon Mugbal, that if she would be contradicted by another aid, we'd throw it all out of court.
I would think that's
I mean, that's what I think the Rav is saying. I mean, he doesn't spell it out. But if Liyatsura, that is correct in the Rav's frame of reference, then I think we could have an answer to that question. And that is that when the aid Kosher comes in, then the Torah says, consider him a Shnayim. Why would the Torah consider him a Shnayim and call him Aidim? Why not just rely on Umdim? Why did you take that leap of faith? You know, like Yesh B'chal Masai Mon. You know, instead of calling it the Num Dina, you call it Shnei Edim. Why would the Torah do such a thing? If you don't need Edim and an Isha Psua who creates Num Dina is sufficient, why did you go a step further and say, well, there's Avis over here? And I think the answer to that question would be in Hakhosha, which means that if we don't elevate it to the level of Hakhosha, if we leave it as Umdana, then Hakhosha should be very valid to undermine the Umdana. You know, you have an Umdana going this way, an Umdana going that way. I just don't know what to do. Throw it all out of court. Masha Enkin, if you take that Eid Echon and you elevate the Eid to the status of two Eidim, so then there's no Akosha. Why is there no Akosha? Because you're Eid Echon B'Makom Shnayim.
But then you arbitrarily don't accept the second one as a Shnei Eidim.
Okay, so that's not a question on the Rav. That's just, you know, that's just in general the halacha of Harei Kan Shnayim. You know, why do you say that he's Neman Kishnayim in Egla Rufa and Ritzicha? What else did I leave out here? And Sota. Why do you say it? I mean, you know, you have one eight saying Nitme, so you have another eight saying Lo Nitme. So I don't know. That you have to ask. You have to ask the Shas, you know, but I'm just pointing out that since the Torah believed Eid Echon in Erva, the Torah therefore had the right, so to speak, to uplift the Erva, the Eidus, to a status of two Eidus,
right,
if it's an Eid Kosher. Now, why would the Torah do such a thing? And the answer is because the Torah wants to give credibility to the Eidim HaMetarim or HaMatirim, you know, whatever it is. What I mean to say is that
it isn't only positive.
That the Torah wanted to set up a structure in which Eid Echon B'Hakhosha Lav Klum. That if somebody contradicts, we won't take him into consideration. The Torah wanted to give a superior status to the first Eid. If you're operating in Hilchos Umdana, I don't think that makes sense at all. But if you're operating in Hilchos Eidus, then you can give a superior status to the person who's believed to say X. So the Torah says, you know, we're going to give you nemunah to say X when we really need two Eidim. How does that work? And the answer is the Torah is saying, upgrade this person to two Eidim.
But is that only if he...
And Nafkamina is he's going to have to bring a Korban Shavuah. And the other Nafkamina is that he can't be Mukhash by one Eid. And you're asking why the Torah did that? Because the Torah felt that there is some extra credibility to the first Eid. Again, in each case you have to say, you'll have to determine what his credibility is, whether it's Meis Bailech, whether it's Nitmeis or Nerag. You know, I saw the Ritzich, the Rotzeach. But in each case, the Torah wants to designate a certain credibility for someone who in that context would normally not be believed. Why? Because it's the Dovish of Erev.
But what about the other way?
So the Torah gave us the option to upgrade this aid to the status of two aid. Why? Because he's saying the right words. He's telling us the story that we wanted to hear. And we want to hear this story. And therefore we're going to believe you as if you were two aid. But medvar murim, if you're an aid kosher, if you're an aid possible, then we revert back to umdana. So for example, an isha who testifies meis baila, she has those secret words that we wanted to hear. I mean, this is great. But she can't be elevated to the status of Shnai. What we could do is, because we heard the words that we wanted to hear, we could give her the status of an Umdun. But not the status of two Eidim, because she's an Eid Possel. But if it was an Eid Kosher, he said the magic words. We really believe him. If we really believe him, let's upgrade him to the status of two Eidim, which we can do because he's an Eid Kosher. In Isurim, this doesn't make sense. That's the Ritva's argument. Because in Isurim, why would the Torah invent some sort of an option of upgrading this Eid to the status of two Eidim? Why would the Torah do such a thing? I mean, it's Eid Echon B'Isurim. Eid Echon B'Isurim is from A to Z, from soup to nuts, is all about Nemanus, Hochacha, and Umdana. Why introduce Eidus at all? It's a foreign element. And there's no Ein Dovish B'Isur, Pachas Mishnayim. We don't have such a principle. In Erevah, we have a principle Ein Dovish B'Pachas Mishnayim. So when one Eid comes in and the Torah wants to believe him, the Torah is sort of contradicting itself. On the one hand, she's telling me, well, you need two Eidim. Al Pishnaim Eidim Yochum Dover, Dover Shem Erev. On the other hand, you tell me one Eid is believed. So how do we reconcile that? We're going to upgrade magically the one Eid to the status of two Eidim. Again, our hands are tied because we can't do that carte blanche if it's going to be an Eid Pasul. Even though the Eid Pasul, in this case a woman, is saying the right words, Meis Bailech, and we really believe her, but not the Torah say this.
Rabbi, what you're saying that only
I mean, maybe out. That's what the Rav has in mind.
Because now you're saying it only works if they're giving the story that you want to hear. But if you want, what if the first Eid Echad that comes says, your husband is...
alive and well.
Yeah, he's alive and well, and he told me he's running away.
So throw it out. He's in violation of the Issa of Lo Selech Rachel Bat Mecha. Kick him out of Bezdin. There's no such thing as one aid coming to testify that you're an Eishes Ish. No such thing. The Torah believes an aid because of the very circumstances to say Meis Vailech. I saw the but wait a second, it's a Dover Shabbat. So what we're going to do is, in order to reconcile Ein Dover Shabbat Pos Bishnayim and the Nemonis of an Eid Echad to say Meis Bailuch, how do we reconcile that? We upgrade the Eid to the status of Shnei Eidim. But if Lu Yitzur, in that area of Halach, there was never a requirement to begin with of Shnei Eidim, then the Torah is not going to create artificially a Nemon Kishnayim. And therefore the Ritva says, in Isurim, there's no compelling, you know, when in doubt, leave it out. There's no compelling reason to upgrade an Eid Echad to Shnayim. The whole business is so if it's all about Umdur and Hochachos, let a second Eid, let's invite him into Bez and let's see what he says. Well, he says this is Treif, the Shokhe with Shloka Ogre. I don't know who to believe.
Well, but there's not.
I got an umdur this way and an umdur that way.
But you say Eid.
But this is all predicated on also one assumption, which I don't know if it's true. If you can check me out on this, I don't know, maybe you feel in your computer skills, maybe you can ask the computer this question. A woman testifies Meis Bailech, and another person comes in and says Lo Meis Bailech. I wonder what the din is in that case. I'm really putting my reputation out on the line because
woman,
I'm assuming...
Dafka woman because she's puzzled, is that you asking?
Dafka woman because she's puzzled. If it would have been a man who said Meis Bailech, then no one could contradict him. Again, two Eidim is something else, but I'm saying no one single Eid could contradict him. But if it was an Isha, and was saying now that she's believed the Torah's Umdin, and I'll read it to you, that's what it says here in this article, then why shouldn't the Umdin change if someone else comes in? Why is that second person less credible than she is? But again, I don't know, you'll open up a Shulchan Aruch and you'll laugh at me. You'll say, Berzon, you know, you're very nice, but it's...
But still, there are always secondary effects of something like that. By saying Meis Baila, and so she's not an Eishes Ish anymore, but now she's not allowed to eat truma if her husband was a Kohen. There are a lot of other
implications
to it.
And therefore,
Eid Amsechad works for that too, so she's not. We accept her in all the other things, whether it's
Hakol Mista'ef. But the Yisod is that Meis Bailech. You know, afterwards you could have all sorts of branches that lead. But one Eid is not believed to say that she. That she's not an eight.
She collects her ksuba too. Then,
what do you say?
She collects her ksuba also.
Oh yeah! Once we're saying it, Echad Met and Nema Kishnayim, she'll collect her ksuba.
Right. So which is
sure.
So therefore, that
we're not going to say Palgidin Dibura.
Right. So therefore, Echad is really very, very powerful because it can then go into areas that before it would never be believed in. If she just came directly, you know, to say...
Listen, Al, you don't have to stretch your arm out to all these other areas. She's allowed to get married. A woman comes in and testifies about an Eishes Ish that she can get married. Why? Because I saw her husband's dead body. And that's pretty amazing, is it not? So the Rav says that's B'toras Umdino.
Yeah.
And you have to work out all the details. What's the Umdino? Why? And this and that and the other. But if a man comes into Beis Din... then he's believed as two Eid. We mamish accept him as two Eid. Why would the Torah say such a thing? If you're going to believe Eid Echad, who's an Isha, and she's a Psul, the Torah's Umdino, why not say the same thing by an Eid culture? What compels you to go a step further? And what I'm suggesting is, what compels you is because you would like to now reconcile this principle of Mises of Eid Echad, with the principle of Eid Dovah Shabbat, and Pachas Mishnah. So how do you reconcile that? by upgrading the A to the status of 2A. Mm-hmm. That's the best I could do. Yeah, otherwise, I don't understand this mitzvah.
But if you could say up to the status of 2A, and then A to Zomim come, what happens then is he...
Ah, no. Then it's a special meat. Actually, Zomim Shneim.
So he's two now.
So, Rabbi, we have about 5 minutes left. Let's just at least make our scholar, because this is what was my program for today, with section number Gimel. He says the following: Omno mizeh shechilik ben soto legaruf misabal l'shari yisurim b'din kol mokum shemini torah mashma disvile dahainu taimu darekan shnayim mishum dahagodas eirecho nitfeses b'toris shnei edu. In other words, He's saying that we had a good pshat in the Ritva, but the Ritva didn't say it. Why? Because what the Ritva said was that in Misa Sabal and in all these other cases here on the list, when the Torah accepted the Eidus to Eidim, then if somebody comes in to contradict that, it's Eid Dvar Shalech Makum Shnayim. The Ritva makes no distinction here between an Eid Kosher and Eid Posel. Now, according to the Rav's basic premise, and he's not willing to budge on this, if you're talking about an eid posel, there's no way, no how that you can elevate that eid to shnei eidim. It's like saying a and not a at the same time. Once the Torah says that this eid is posel, the Torah can't turn around and say, well, this eid is going to be upgraded and believed like two eidim. So the Ritva is obviously operating within a whole different framework. He's not saying the way we understood it, that we're makabel the eidecha b'toras eidus if he's an eid kosher, because he's applying the same principle and the same rules and regulations to an eid posel. No, once we get to that position, then we're back to eidecha b'surin, and we don't understand the Ritva. V'nir nitzach lovan deli olam afa Ritva mode darei kan shnayim pirusho. What's he saying now? What do you mean, Ef Shaloma came back? Aren't we saying that in all Isur? Now he's going through this business. Sorry. Who came first to Bez?
The next one also
should be right. Once you're in the area of Umdana and all that stuff,
everybody's
my only eye, my eye. They're all on the same ground. I don't understand. Why not say, I see, this is not true. Does he know that that's not true? Wait a minute. Why can't you say Nochinami? That according to the Ritva, it all depends who came first. According to the Ritva, just a second. The Iker Adin, the Shari Sur, the Eidach, and then Misur, the Melu Mistab, the Kol Eidach, and then Kish. This paragraph, the Nira, is he defending the Ritva, or he's undermining the Ritva? Is this a Kasha or a Teretz? That's what I can't figure out. That the Ritva agrees that in Isurim it's Rov Deos, so there's no reason why we should believe him as opposed to him. Shnayim Shavim. Fine. So what are we going to say about Sota and Aglarufi Sabal Mikra Din Hainamat Ayinamat Srifim Shnal Hitcha Torah, they have to never Loma Nitmay Sumizum, Yeshloma de Kachicha Torah, Shaykhah Neman Dafka Al Tsad Hachiyuvi, the law Al Tsad Hashlili, Nimsa Demai, Deirecha Nidon Kishnaim, Ain Zemishum Di Olam Koacha Aid. So this whole thing about Tzad Chiyuvi versus Tzad
Chiyuvi. What does that mean exactly?
He says the Torah only believes you to
to say that he did, that Mesbalek, not to believe
right.
to say Lo Mesbalek.
Right. I don't know how he works that out in the case of Mitmesi, I'm not sure. But he's saying that that could not apply to Yisurim, I think he's saying. The might be Adef and Nem and Kishnai Begulis as Mishum, the Olim, fine.
So it would mean that.
Ainza, Mishum, the Olim, Koacha, E, Tabor, Rishon, El Mishum, right, okay, that's good. All right, fine. So you can say Reikon Shnayim here for whatever reason. I mean, we've been saying this all along, not in such fancy language, but El Dakati Tzorch Iyun, Ta Milo Aminin Reikon Shnayim, Dafkik Shemoed. Or what if they come Vasachas?
Yeah, I saw somewhere else in the Chubas of the Rashba and discusses. He basically says the reason why the first ones are not second is only when based in Paskin based on the testimony.
It's the Psak Bezdin that makes it into Shnayim.
Right. But if a Yochid comes afterwards, we won't listen to him. But if a Shnayim comes afterwards, then already we'll open the case again.
Correct.
Don't you?
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Even if based it accepted the ADF.
Laura Isar, Gomez, Fancom, Kosher, Bob, Rasak, it's all fine.
And then it makes a chilak whether it's an A puzzle or not.
So yeah.
If they kosher the king for the first time, then two A pseudo won't work, can be too shared. But if they puzzle the first time, then two A day psulin could be enough to uproot the A puzzle first time. Who's elevated to Shnayim?
Two A day psulin.
Okay, on both sides, this will stop. I'm going to look it over again. It doesn't seem to me that he comes to any satisfactory conclusion.